The Langford-based Canadian women's team showed it is on the cusp, by narrowly dropping a 10-7 decision Saturday to the U.S. on a late try in the championship quarterfinals of the Rugby Sevens World Cup in Cape Town, South Africa. "It was definitely tough," Canadian try-scorer Kiara Wardley said in a statement. "We tried to give it our all and just at the end they were the stronger team. But we're proud of the group. We worked on a lot of things coming from yesterday. The round of 16 victory over China. But in the end it didn't fall our way. There's time to reflect and bring all that we can for, today against England on the consolation side. That's what we're looking forward to." The rising Chrissy Schofield of the University of Victoria Vikes, 19, had a standout game for Canada. The Canadian showing came after some encouraging late-season World Series circuit results and in making the bronze medal game at the 2022 Birmingham Commonwealth Games. "I can't wait for the next 8 years," Canada head coach Jack Hanratty said of his youthful side, heading into the tournament. The emerging side features veteran Bianca Ferrella, 30, the sole remaining player from the 2016 Rio Olympics bronze medalist team. "This is a new generation for Paris 2024, Olympic Games, and I have confidence in it. Our whole vibe is confidence. That's why I'm still here," Ferrella said. Also on the Canadian team are UVic Vikes graduates Pamphonette Buisa and Nikisa LaVale, along with Fancy Bermudez of Westshore RFC. The co-captains are Brianne Nicholas and Olivia Apps. The U.S. advanced to meet Australia in the semifinals today, while New Zealand and France play in the other women's semifinal in a reprise of the gold medal game from last summer's Tokyo Olympic Games. The Canadian men were on the consolation side Saturday and lost 19-12 to Uruguay before beating Wales 33-19. Brock Webster had two tries on the day for Canada and Josiah Mora, Thomas Isherwood, Langford Pacific Pride under 23 development product Deshaun Bowen and Captain Phil Berna won each. Victoria players Anton Ngongo, Kieran Breen, Lachlan Kratz and Jake Teal are also on the Canadian team, which beat Zimbabwe 31-7 in the first round before being downed by France 19-12 in a credible championship round of 16 performance Friday. Canada plays Chile today on the consolation side. The Canadian men's team is rebuilding after the retirement of veterans Connor Braid of Victoria, former UVic Vikes star Nathan Hirayama and Harry Jones following their quarterfinal appearance in the Tokyo Olympics last summer. "It's a passing of the torch," said Ngongo. The men's semifinals today feature two-time defending Rio and Tokyo Olympic champion Fiji against Australia, and New Zealand taking on Ireland. The 2022 Sevens World Cup includes the top 24 ranked men's national sides and top 16 women's teams and runs through today in Cape Town. World Rugby Chairman Bill Beaumont said in a statement, "World Rugby joins the people of the United Kingdom, the Commonwealth and all those around the globe in mourning the loss of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. Her Majesty was a much-loved visionary monarch who cared deeply about all people under her reign and was an avid supporter of sport and its power to unite communities." CDH Ean saw at TimesColonist.com.